let's take a trip back in time. No streaming, no algorithms, no recommended for you nonsense. Just a neon-lit wonderland called the video store. You ever walk into one of those little mom-and-pop places? The floors were sticky, the horror section had terrifying cover art that made you question your life choices, and the guy behind the counter either hated you or was a walking encyclopedia of movies. It was pure chaos. It was perfect. And for a certain breed of us, this was where we discovered the movies that rewired our brains forever. For me, that movie was Evil Dead 2. A movie so completely unhinged, so batshit insane, so filled with pure, unfiltered, chainsaw-wielding madness that it melts your brain and rebuilds it into something better. It's a horror movie, but also a slapstick comedy, but also one of the most rewatchable films ever made. And that's why it's the first movie we're covering on Rewind or Die.
Four years ago, in this quiet forest, in this cozy cabin, something happened. Something so frightening. Something so deadly. Something so evil. We prayed it would never happen again. Now, from the creator of Evil Dead comes Evil Dead 2. Dead 2, Dead by Dawn.
All right, first things first. This is not just a sequel. This is a sequel, remake, and reboot all in one. Sam Raimi, somehow, in the span of one movie, said, "What if the Three Stooges made a horror movie with a gallon of fake blood per second?" This movie is pure chaos. It's Bruce Campbell versus his own hand. It's possessed deer heads laughing at you. It's a flying eyeball getting swallowed like a Looney Tunes gag. This thing is an all-timer in practical effects, creative camera work, and absolute let's-just-go-nuts energy. Raimi literally strapped cameras to 2x4s and launched them through the woods to get those POV demon shots. He threw Bruce Campbell down staircases, smashed him into bookshelves, and made him flip himself through the air like a cartoon character. And Bruce? He just rolled with it. That's why this movie works, because Campbell fully commits to the madness. Now, let's talk about how this movie even got made, because it almost didn't. Raimi and Campbell had no money. After The Evil Dead, 1981, they struggled to get funding for a sequel. Stephen King saved this movie. Yes, you heard that right. King was such a fan of The Evil Dead that he told Dino De Laurentiis to fund the sequel. It was filmed in a gymnasium. The entire cabin in the woods, that's a soundstage inside a gym in North Carolina. Bruce Campbell suffered for this role. He got beaten up every single day. He called it the abuse of Bruce. But you know what? That abuse paid off because Bruce Campbell in Evil Dead 2 gives one of the most physically demanding performances in horror history. The man basically did live-action slapstick mixed with horror, and it's perfect. All right. Before we go any further, I need to take a second, just a moment of pure appreciation for Sam Raimi. Because this man, this absolute madman, he didn't just make Evil Dead 2. He changed the way people make movies. Here's what you gotta understand. Sam Raimi was a lunatic with a camera, and thank God for that. Oh, but Adam, don't all directors have creative visions? Yeah, sure. But Sam Raimi was out here doing things no sane director would even attempt. This dude invented his own camera techniques because he couldn't afford fancy equipment. strapped cameras to wooden planks, had crew members literally throw the camera through windows. If you were on set with him in the 80s, you were dodging flying rigs and running for your life. Sam, how are we filming this demon's POV shot? We're going to attach a camera to a 2x4 and sprint full speed through the woods like lunatics. What if we break the camera? Then we do it again, faster. And the thing is, it worked. This man took a $350,000 horror movie and made it look like something that came from an absolute psychopath's brain in the best way possible. But that's not all. Raimi wasn't just about wild camera moves. He made horror fun. Think about it. By the 80s, horror was either slashers, Halloween, Friday the 13th, or slow burn psychological terror, The Shining. Raimi came in and said, "Nah, we're doing Tex Avery cartoon physics, but with gallons of fake blood." And you see that in everything he does. Evil Dead 2, pure live-action Looney Tunes chaos. Army of Darkness, full-on slapstick fantasy horror. Even Spider-Man 2. You ever notice how much of that movie feels like Evil Dead? Doc Ock's arms coming to life in the hospital, that is an Evil Dead scene. That's classic Raimi, Dutch angles, over-the-top screaming, dynamic camera moves that look like the lens is alive. And let's not forget, this man is responsible for the greatest horror movie cameo tradition in film history. You know what I'm talking about. Bruce Campbell in everything, always. You think Raimi was ever going to make a Spider-Man movie and not shove Bruce in there as a French maitre d' insulting Peter Parker? Never. So yeah, Sam Raimi is one of the greatest mad scientist filmmakers to ever do it. Whether it's Evil Dead, Darkman, Spider-Man, or even Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, if he's involved, you know you're in for something weird, creative, and completely insane. And for that, we salute him. All right, now where were we? Oh yeah, Bruce Campbell is about to chainsaw his own hand off. Let's get back to Evil Dead 2. What if someone else played Ash? Believe it or not, studio execs wanted someone else for Ash Williams. Yep, they weren't sold on Bruce Campbell. They wanted a Hollywood name. Names thrown around included Patrick Swayze, Kurt Russell, and even Emilio Estevez. I mean, can you imagine Evil Dead 2 with Emilio Estevez? Oh no, Deadites. Let's go play some hockey first. No, just no. Bruce Campbell is Ash, period. All right, before we wrap this up, I just need to take a moment of pure, unfiltered appreciation for Bruce freaking Campbell. I mean, think about it. How many horror icons do we have that are the victim instead of the villain? You got Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, Pinhead, all great. But Bruce Campbell? He is the final guy, the only horror hero who gets his ass kicked so brutally, so repeatedly, and in such increasingly humiliating ways, and keeps coming back for more. Dude spends 90% of this movie getting thrown through bookshelves, punched by unseen demonic forces, flipped through the air, bitten, stabbed, shot, and then, just for fun, he cuts off his own possessed hand with a chainsaw and then duct tapes the chainsaw to his arm. That is an all-time cinema moment. What's that? James Bond has cool gadgets? That's cute. Ash Williams turned his own severed limb into a weapon and immediately became the most badass horror hero of all time. And the thing is, Bruce Campbell doesn't just play Ash. He is Ash. This dude wasn't some big Hollywood name. He was a guy making movies with his friends in the woods, getting the absolute crap kicked out of him for Sam Raimi's twisted vision. So yeah, the man deserves every ounce of love and respect for turning Ash Williams into one of the greatest horror characters of all time. And if I ever meet Bruce Campbell in real life, I'm just going to shake his hand and say four words. Hail to the king. What's the score? Pure, eerie, synth horror perfection. Joseph LaDuca made something that's both haunting and weirdly playful, which is exactly what this movie is. But let's talk legacy, because Evil Dead 2 didn't just become a cult classic, it birthed an entire franchise. Star. Army of Darkness. Ash goes full medieval badass. Oh yeah, it's a time travel movie. Ash vs. Evil Dead. A shockingly great TV sequel. Countless video games, comics, and even a goddamn Broadway musical. This movie didn't just survive, it thrived. And it's still one of the most rewatchable horror movies ever made.
3 minutes in the cage with Bonesaw McGraw, the sum of $3,000 will be paid to.
What's your name, kid?
The Human Spider.
The Human Spider, that's it? That's the best you got?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
The sum of $3,000 will be paid to the terrifying, the deadly, the Amazing Spider-Man!
My name's the Human Spider.
I just had to throw that clip in there. Bruce gave Spider-Man his name. Now back to the show. All right, so before we wrap this up, I had to bring on the one person I know who probably loves Evil Dead 2 as much as I do. Jeff, welcome to the madness.
I mean, where else would I be? If you're talking about Evil Dead 2, I'm legally required to show up.
Right? Because this isn't just any horror movie. This is the horror movie. It's slapstick gore, Looney Tunes mayhem, and pure, unfiltered Raimi madness. But let's start with you. Tell me about your first time watching this masterpiece.
Oh, man. I was way too young to be watching Evil Dead 2. I didn't see the first one first. I had no context, and I genuinely had no idea what was happening. But you know what? It didn't matter. Because the second Ash's hand went evil and he started smashing plates over his own head like a psychotic Bugs Bunny, I was in.
Yes, because that's the thing. This movie shouldn't work. The tone is insane. It's horror, comedy, action, slapstick, and pure chaos all at once. But somehow, it's perfect.
And it's 100% Bruce Campbell.
Exactly. Like, I spent the whole episode already screaming about why Bruce Campbell deserves his own monument in the Hall of Action Horror Gods. But let's go deeper.
Dude, the commitment. This man let Sam Raimi physically destroy him for our entertainment. He got thrown, punched, flipped, smacked, slammed, and had gallons of blood dumped on his head for, what, a $3 million budget?
I guarantee you, half of that budget was just fake blood.
Bruce, buddy, we're doing one more take, but this time let's launch you into the bookshelf harder.
Sam, I think my spine is broken.
Love that energy. Let's roll again.
I mean, look, every actor wants a breakout role. But Bruce Campbell, this guy went through horror movie hell.
And came out the other side an icon.
All right, let's get serious. Why does this movie still matter? Because, yeah, it's a cult classic. But why does it still hit so hard?
Because it changed everything. This wasn't just another horror sequel. This was the movie that proved horror could be funny, gory, insane, and technically brilliant.
And it made Sam Raimi a legend.
Evil Dead 2 is why Raimi got to do Spider-Man.
And why Spider-Man 2 has a full-on Evil Dead scene when Doc Ock's arms come to life in the hospital.
Yes. That scene is straight-up Raimi horror.
Because Evil Dead 2 wasn't just a great horror movie. It was a masterclass in filmmaking. It's why every horror director today still looks at Raimi and goes, how the hell did this guy do all this on a tiny budget?
And the answer? Pure insanity and DIY filmmaking.
And throwing Bruce Campbell into walls. All right, Jeff. Final thoughts on Evil Dead 2?
It's a perfect movie. It's horror, comedy, action, and pure Raimi madness. And it gave us one of the greatest horror heroes of all time.
All right. That's a wrap on episode 1 of Rewind or Die. If you stuck around this long, congratulations. You've got great taste in movies and questionable taste in podcasts.
Which means you're our kind of people.
Exactly. Big thanks to my guest, Jeff, for kicking things off with me. I couldn't think of a better movie to start with than Evil Dead 2, or a better person to nerd out about it with.
Damn right. This movie is an all-timer, and I'll take any excuse to talk about it. So, thanks for having me, man.
Oh, you'll be back. You don't escape Rewind or Die that easily.
As long as there's more Bruce Campbell slander to defend, I'll be here.
There will be no Bruce Campbell slander in this dojo.
Groovy.
All right, folks, thanks for listening. If you had fun, stick around. We've got plenty more movies to dissect, bad decisions to relive, and cinematic chaos to celebrate. Until next time, don't read from the Necronomicon, don't trust your own hand, and always keep your boomstick loaded.
Wise words.
Shop smart, shop S-smart.
All right, that's a wrap on our first episode of Rewind or Die. Huge thanks to Jeff for coming on and helping me kick things off the right way with buckets of blood, flying eyeballs, and Bruce Campbell getting absolutely wrecked for 85 minutes straight. All right, producer Steve, first episode in the can. How we feeling? And more importantly, what did you think of Evil Dead 2?
It was something. I mean, I knew it had a reputation, but I wasn't expecting that. My favorite part? Probably when Ash just started laughing with the furniture like he completely lost his mind.
Yes, that is the moment. You either embrace the madness or you tap out. And if you tap out, you're dead to me.
Well, I didn't tap out, so I guess I get to ask the important question. What's next?
Really? You're going to ask me that? Right now? After everything we've been through?
Yeah.
Terminator 2. Steve, Terminator 2.
Wow. What a shocking pick. I can't believe you landed on Terminator.
Yes, Steve. Terminator 2. Judgment Day. The greatest action movie ever made. The reason my entire personality has been shaped the way it is. The movie I have been obsessed with since 1991.
Yeah. That tracks.
It changed cinema, Steve. Practical effects, digital effects, stunt work, storytelling, one-liners. T2 didn't just happen. It redefined the action movie. Every blockbuster after 1991 was just trying to catch up.
Sounds serious.
It is.
So, what's your favorite part?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe everything? The semi-truck chase? The T-1000 walking out of fire like liquid death? Linda Hamilton becoming the most badass human being to ever exist? Arnold saying, hasta la vista, baby, and then shooting a freezing robot in the face? Steve, this isn't a movie. This is a religion.
And you've been preaching it since 1991.
Did I have the VHS? Yes. Did I wear it out? Yes. Have I been waiting my whole life to do a full-blown breakdown of every frame of this movie? You're damn right I have.
All right, I get it. So, Terminator 2 is next.
Damn right it's next. If you don't show up for this one, I don't know what to tell you because it is going to be glorious.
I'm sure it will be.
And that's how we do things on Rewind or Die. First episode down, next one already heading straight for Judgment Day. Just how I like it. Thanks for listening. And remember, rewind your damn tapes and come with me if you want to live. Hey, thanks for listening to Rewind or Die. There's always a new episode every Monday, so don't miss out. Remember to subscribe on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. See you next time.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Producer Steve hopes you have enjoyed this program.